Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
It's not that easy being green. Having to spend each day the color of the leaves.
Well, I can't speak to the challenges of being a frog, but it's a lot easier to be green today by about $1 billion anyway. George Soros is the 29th richest man in the world, and he has promised to invest $1 billion in clean energy technology. Joining us with more details on this is Stacey Palmer. She's the editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy. She joins us from her home in Washington. Good morning, Stacey.
Happy to be with you.
So beyond just the total of $1 billion, what has George Soros promised?
The other thing he's promised is to put $100 million into an environmental group that's going to help make sure that environmental policy is something that's very important. So he's set up a group that's going to be help shape policy, play watchdog role, really try to advance policies to prevent environmental trouble. And so that's an important piece that comes along with this. He said, I'm investing the money in for-profit businesses, but I'm also doing things that only a nonprofit organization can probably do in this area that's so contentious.
Has he chosen specific industries, wind power, solar power, or things that he's particularly pointed to that he wants to put his money towards?
He wasn't very specific in terms of what kinds of things the $1 billion in the for-profit would go to, just things that generally would help solve the problem of global warming. So he's very specific on that, but not on the kinds of things he's going to do. And I expect more details will be forthcoming. But he talked a little bit about what it was that he wanted this policymaking group to do. And he recognized that it's important to have somebody promoting the idea of green technology, standing in for the public interest, because certainly these investments, they're going to be focused on making a profit as well as protecting the public. And he recognized that you have to do one thing and the other at the same time. So that's kind of an interesting thing. You don't often see philanthropy coupling a business investment and a nonprofit investment.
So very often in the philanthropic world anyway, where George Soros goes, much of the other charitable dollars go as well. What makes this particular $1 billion important, though?
It's important for a number of reasons. First of all, it's new that Soros is getting involved in technology and in solving problems like this on the environment. He usually focuses on things like, you know, promoting a free press, improving education, improving health. So this
political
is
campaigns too, yeah.
A different kind of thing for him. So I think, you know, it's signaling a new area that he thinks that other philanthropists might be interested in. It's also a significant amount of money to give $100 million. Not very many philanthropists have been doing that in this recession. There have only been two gifts so far this year of that much money. And typically by this time in the year, we see at least 20 gifts of that size. So I think he's also saying it's time for philanthropists to start putting their money out, that although a lot of them lost money, it's time to invest in things. Many of them still have significant reserves that they can give away. So I think he's also saying it's time to put your passions to work.
Very quickly, can we expect other philanthropists to follow suit?
Absolutely. A lot of foundations have gotten very interested in the environment in the last few years, so I think much more is going to come this way.
Okay. Stacey Palmer is the editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy. She joined us from Washington, D.C. Thanks so much for speaking with us.